Okay, everybody, welcome to another night of spiritual truth. I'm here with Mickey Jacobs, our lady who talks to the angels on the other side. Mickey, congratulations. I have to tell you, there's a young man who called you yesterday, who called me, and a very private young man, very, very private, and not quite sure what he believes and doesn't believe in. And it went on and on how you knew specific things, and you knew things in his childhood that, I mean, I don't know the young man very well at all. And he knew specific things. So he raved and raved. And my really dear friend, Tracy, who writes on our front page, who is very cool, calm, collected, I'll say it that way, and doesn't really take readings. Or, you know, she's astrology, and she's a Hollywood writer, but she writes on our page. She writes a astrology column.
Yes, great.
And never, she goes under Cook on that, on our page. That's her married name. Anyway, she's a comedy writer, whatever. She's a lot of credentials. And she's very careful never to say anything mean about anyone or anything. On the other hand, she doesn't rave about anything either. She says, oh, this is a good person, that's a good person. Everybody's good to her. Not like me. She called and wrote an email and said, you're unbelievably accurate. Now, that's saying something for tea, Tracy, because she doesn't go and get readings and stuff. And apparently she's told all her friends to listen to you. Now, after that little plug, what are we talking about? And that was a plug from the heart, because, I mean, I think people should know, because they're looking for places to go, so why not call you?
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No, you're welcome.
Very much. Thank you.
Tell Mike I said hi. That would be Michael the Archangel. Hi, Mike.
As I said before, you're the only one on planet Earth referred to Archangel Michael and Archangel Mike. But you really find it quite amazing. And, of course, we have the same guide. It just happened that Archangel Michael is your assigned archangel for this life as well as his mind. So he's quite lovely, but he just get a kick out of calling him Mike. I kind of stick with Archangel Michael.
I know.
I still want him by my side.
You're always like, I tried that, but I get all tongue-tied. The angel, the Gabriel, the archangel, I didn't know whose name to go first, the Ark or the Michael. And I say, hi, I'm Mike. He knows who he is, so I figure that's good.
Oh, that's very cute. No, they're very playful, the archangel. The angelic realm is just very playful, light beings.
And it's done with respect. He knows that in reverence. It's not irreverent. I don't say it with irreverence.
No.
Yeah, so there we go.
That's he loves you and you love him, and it's quite lovely, but yeah.
So now, what are we talking about today?
Well, when I hear that we're going to do the show, so they come to me, and of course they ask me to ask you if it's okay to talk about homosexuality from the spirit world point of view.
Oh, that's
they
cool.
Love to touch topics that us humans kind of debating and not sure and maybe being judgmental towards one another, like religious and spirituality.
Oh, heck yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah, so the homosexuality, so that's important.
Here's my problem with homosexuality.
Yes.
I have no problem with it. What only problem I have with it is that we've made them so afraid, whoever they are, be it woman or male, that they enter into marriages and they have children. And then when they sometimes they get the courage, sometimes they don't, to come out, and then they leave the child and the wife, and then they have to explain that they're, you know, they have another preference. That's not as bad. It's kind of shaky. I understand that. What I don't understand are the ones who continue to have a wife and children and keep boyfriends on the side. It's a very dangerous thing and very disrespectful what they're doing to their wives, and it's dangerous. It's healthy. It's not healthy, and it's greedy. Now, that's judgmental, I know, but there's my judgment.
Yes, yes. No, first of all, of course, my team is here. So first of all, they want to explain real quick about homosexuality as opposed to how religion maybe look at homosexuality. For example, religious thing that it's kind of a choice that homosexual people choose to be homosexual.
No.
Well, to clarify the spirit world point of view about homosexuality is that it's the preference of the soul. It's the soul that decides to experience life in the incredible, difficult planet Earth as it is and come as a homosexual.
Why? Why? I mean, I know I believe that, but why would they want to come and take all this humiliation and beatings and making fun of,
yeah.
And, you know? I always, people used to say, I mean, how come so many people in the spiritual world are gay? I mean, you know, like the mediums and stuff. I'd say, well, you got to be 50% woman and 50% man to read everybody. It's a 50-50 proposition.
Well, we kind of going back to the soul, S-O-L-E, the soul purpose of our souls. We come here to learn and grow. And sometimes, like souls, choose to come here disabled. They choose to come maybe, you know, mentally disabled, physically. The same thing is homosexuality, although nothing disabled about it. There is nothing wrong with it. The soul simply chose that this life, it would come in order to grow. It's all about the grow, climbing up spiritually. So they chose to get their lessons from the same sex, from being with a woman, being with a man and a man, woman and a woman. So that's the preference of the soul. Sometimes other cases why people would become homosexual is if, of course, if they got abused themselves as kids, that was pre-designed as well. I know it's a very difficult concept to accept, like the concept of karma, why evil people live till their 90s. So that's one of those concepts, that how would the soul would choose to be sexually abused by the father and then grow, become homosexual because he cannot let the other sex touch it. I understood from the spirit world, from getting the information about homosexuality, that it is indeed pre-designed. Homosexuality is something that the soul come here. That's why you hear, Margaret, that homosexual people say, we knew that since we were 4 years old. What do you mean we chose it?
Well, I believe that. I don't believe they choose it at all. But what I want to know is, on the other side, to ask spirit world, why? I know it's the same thing as people come in handicapped positions. So they're coming to enlighten us or to burn karma off?
Depends. It could be there's many layers of why a soul come the way they come, and it's up to the soul. We have no business trying to figure it out, so they always give me all the reasons. Could be a karma. Homosexuality is more than the disability that could be very well karmic debt. Homosexuality is just simply to try and learn how it is through living with another with the same sex, to become judgment against, to become racist against. The soul come here in purpose, knowing that it would give a hard time throughout their life, to know how it feels to overcome judgmental. And also, the most important thing, homosexual people can teach their parents to accept others. Because once your own child is homosexual, until I think that most people, the religions would go out the window because they would accept it, because the love would overcome most cases. Some cases, they don't accept them. All that was pre-designed by the soul in order to grow. Archangel Michael is telling me that they're very, very brave souls. They're brave souls because this is a difficult planet as it is to come even pretty with a perfect body, let alone a homosexual, or as we said, is disabled or Down syndrome or anything like that.
Well, Mickey, there's a lot of complaints about there are no men left. The men are all in love with the men. Now, when in the Middle Ages, and it was, or even in the Roman Empire and the Greek in times of the Greeks, it was very natural to have male lovers and, and female lovers alike. It was just kind of like a big orgy, I guess, is where, the origin of orgy. Where did that come from? What's the Greek root of, what's the root of that word? Orgies, origin?
Yeah.
I don't know, but you just think of them, the stuff they used to do. So unfortunately, in the straight world, when you think of homosexuality, if you're giving it too much thought, which I don't, I just figure it's gay, whatever.
Yeah.
But if it's the religious groups, they factor in the way they make love to one another, which then is not pretty visual.
Yeah.
And that's where I think we get all caught up. It's the visuals. And actually, I don't think we should think about that visual, no more than anyone should think about
Absolutely. Me.
I don't want to be thinking about what my kids look like in bed, whether they're gay or straight.
I don't want to know about our parents.
Or our parents, or I want my children to think about me. I don't think any visual is pretty, but for some reason we're focused on that visual.
Yes. Now, there is two type of judgmental that I would like to touch. There is the not being judgmental about another person that we know is homosexuality. It's not our business. We don't know the person. We don't know his soul. I'm talking spiritually speaking.
Okay.
We don't know their soul evolution. We don't know why they're homosexual, spiritually speaking. It's not our business. However, as you mentioned at the beginning of the program, if you married and you go on your wife and you love her in the side, that's a different problem. So that's when they said not to become judgmental of homosexual, they're not including that. This is going behind someone's back. This is as bad as cheating in a heterosexual marriage.
It's almost kind of worse for me, only because,
it's more difficult on the partner.
Exactly. Success. Although, yesterday, I was with my gay hairdresser, and he was telling me how this other gay guy who I know took his boyfriend away, right? But he had been married, because he said, I've got to go pick my daughter up from camp, and my jaw dropped. And I said, what? You have a daughter? He goes, oh, yeah, a long time ago. I said, why did you do that? When did you know you were gay? And he said, since I was born. I said, why did you do that? Why did you go get married?
Yes.
I said, I'm sorry. I'm just going to, give you a little talking to why.
Yes.
I need to know why. And he said, well, my parents, they didn't like it. And so, I thought I would try it. And I said, okay, did you cheat with her? Did you with another man? No, I swear to God, I didn't. I said, you liar. You probably did. But anyway.
Yes.
I said, he goes, no, Mark, I got out right away, because I just couldn't do that. He said, however, most of the men I've known in my life have. And then I had another gay friend last week have a breakdown because he's been having this affair with this man, and he thought the man was single and out, and all of a sudden he finds out the man has a wife and kids and is very married and has a very big job,
yes,
and can't come out.
Yes.
Well, how stupid of a straight man, because if this boy loses his cookies,
sure,
he's already told us his name. Now I know more than I want to know. And it's hard on me. Now it's come to my house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, when I look at that man, go to work with that man, I know a secret that I don't want to know.
That's right.
You see how it gets really ugly? It involves too many people and the children.
It does. And again, that's go about really being not decent to another human being, let alone your partner, your wife, or your husband, and then have someone in the side. So what they do, again, the talk about judgmental, again, it's not our business if someone is homosexual. And we must, again, that's why I like to do in my spiritual teaching, is to teach people that it's all spiritual. There's a reason why a soul came homosexual. We don't know why. It's probably just going to learn the best and grow spiritually the fastest that way. It's not for us to decide, to judge. The sad thing to me is the way religion treat them. You know, I mean, there's no marriage for them. And there's why? I mean, the love is the love. And then they get into all the subject of God judging them and would punish them. And it's absurd. And, of course, my teaching about the great, incredible, merciful creator that we all have, that have nothing to do with judging or punishing. And, of course, we go to the spirit world, and we are all the same, just soul, multidimensional beings, powerful and lovely, that we just realized then that we chose a life to be a homosexual. So it's important for me to teach people to try not to be judgmental. It's not our business why if someone is homosexual. It is important to remember to stay decent. If you're homosexual, don't get involved with someone else. This is just what I teach about heterosexual relationship, as I said before. So it's the same thing.
So you're saying gay's okay. Just, and that's what we call the show, gay's okay. But, the angels say gay's okay. But and that's true. But what again, it's just don't involve children and women or men. For some reason, when I see a woman leave her husband for a woman, I think, the kids aren't that upset, but I guess the kids are upset no matter who turns gay on them. So, but I always say to the women who got left for a man, I'm like, God, isn't it better than being left for a woman?
Yeah, you're right. It is almost worse because it's so shocking, I believe, to find that your wife went with another, your husband went with another man. I mean, this is just really difficult.
It's harder for men to have a wife leave them for a woman. For a woman, my friends, it's easier, not that we have a lot of friends that left, but, the few times that we've seen it happen,
yes,
I always am saying, "Ooh, aren't you glad it was a man he left you for?"
Yes.
Imagine if he left you for a woman, you'd feel devastated.
That's right.
But a man's ego gets involved and thinks, I wasn't man enough. Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
He goes right to the sex part, before I we go to the vanity part, like, oh, you could have been a young, beautiful girl. Then you really felt stupid, which is we have to laugh about it or you'll cry. But I think what you're saying is it's great. It's not great. It's not bad. It's not good. It's not anything. It just is. If you're gay, just be gay. Just don't involve a lot of secret and make everybody else's life intertwined with your, you know, with your behavior. Just come out, right?
Of course.
But what if the parents don't like it?
Try to live as authentic as you can.
What do you do with parents that don't like it?
You live your life for yourself. It's like I always tell what they tell me. We come here alone and we live alone. We might have kids and parents and husband and wife.
But parents kick them out.
We're not responsible for their soul evolution. We're not responsible for their life. Today, actually, they taught me to tell people, you cannot call your team to help your husband or to help your wife or even to help your kids. They have their own team. They have their own archangel, their own spirit guides. So it sounds, I guess, people that tell me, well, that sounds cold and you keep teaching that the spirit world is all about love. It is about love. We come here alone to our soul journey. I don't know what my husband Clayton's soul evolution is, not here in the spirit world, I probably do. So therefore, he has to take care of his own life. If he wants help, he needs to, you know, to reach up to his own team. So if I believe that homosexuality, since it was pre-designed by the soul, embrace it. Live like that, but live decent life. You always want to live decent life.
But what do you, Mickey, talk to the children who can't come out because their parents won't allow it.
Sure.
Or people that are afraid. Tell them, what do they do with these parents? I mean, do you know how many kids in Hollywood are on the streets right now because their parents didn't want them to be gay?
Yeah.
So how do we handle that?
Like I said, in every dilemma for us human beings, the only place to rely on is back on spirituality. It is the only way. You cannot will and deal with the physical mind. You cannot rely on religious, because then it have too many rules and regulations. Then you're going to be confused. So you go back and you lean on spirituality. You educate yourself. You go into angels and spirit guides and what the spirit world. You're very careful with the information that you gather, because there's a lot of unauthentic information. But the right information would bring you comfort. You go to medium, to spiritual teaching that authentically, they would tell you that to born homosexuality is pre-designed by the soul in order to grow, no matter how difficult it is. And I truly believe, as well as my own life, through other things, not homosexuality, that the only way that I get soothed and comfort is to lean back on spirituality. There is no any other way that you can start putting your life in order. So for those beloved kids, unfortunately, that cannot go out, you know, cannot come out of the closet, as mm-hmm. they call it, it just, again, lean on love that we have from the Creator. No, there's no punishment, there's no bad, there's no dirty or ugly. They are the same souls as any other heterosexual. It's just simply to learn lessons. And actually, Margaret, I always hear from my team that those are incredibly evolved souls. They might not feel like that here, because they might say how unlucky we are, why are we like that, why are we different. But spiritually speaking, those are very evolved souls.
The gay souls, you mean? The gay people, the gay community?
The gay community.
Well, I say they're 50-50, man. They get us, they understand us really well, and then they have their boyfriends. So,
yes.
You know, they're half girl, half man. I mean, you can't
That's just hard. Think how difficult our life is as a heterosexual.
Yeah.
Because then as a heterosexual, we have all new set of problems. We don't like our body. We don't like our... I mean, this is tough. It's like about those beloved Down syndrome babies. Those are evolved souls that choose to come in either to teach the parents a lesson, either to learn through disability. I mean, there is always an answer from the spirit world. There's always an answer that involves love, doesn't involve harshness of religion. I mean, I see from my own country in Israel that that it's very hard to become gay. Very hard to become gay now because, I mean, this is our country and, you know, pretty conservative, becoming more and more Democrat right now, of course. But it's really tough, and I know a lot of gay people that brave enough to come out, and unfortunately, they still kind of stick within their own, like maybe in Tel Aviv or their own, you know, main places where they still would be a little more accepted, as opposed to Jerusalem, that it's a little more religion, and which is sad to me, because if you want to live in Jerusalem, live in Jerusalem, be the brave soul that you are.
Well, you know, I think it's also interesting to me as I watch their energy, and whoever says this isn't true, which is just crazy, gay people are prettier than everybody else. Look at me going there. This micro going, oh, there she goes. But they are they not? I mean, when you look at all the gay men, do you know how many women go, oh, my God, look at all the good men that we're missing, and they're all gay. Oh, he's great. He's gay. He's handsome. He's gay. He's this. He's gay. And then the ones who aren't gay are cuckoo and kind of like, oh, they're kind of sloppy and messy.
I found them quite lovely.
They are. That's what I'm saying. They're
fun.
They're better looking. I mean, what's that? What they get all the everything.
Well, I do suspect, because I connect everything spiritual, that's only answers I always give is from the spiritual point of view, that I believe that it's hard enough to really become homosexual, to take a homosexual incarnation on planet Earth, and they probably choose either a great personality, a great-looking body, a great-looking face, to just ease up the life. I really do believe that.
Yeah, I do too, because I'm telling you, there are very few unattractive gay men out there.
Yeah.
You've heard that. You know you have your girlfriends.
Yeah,
they go, oh, my God, he's so gorgeous. He's gay. I mean, now that they reveal, look at, like, Rock Hudson and James Dean and all those people. I'll tell you what's not nice. Merv Griffin died not too long ago.
Yes.
And he left a tell-all that he slept with this one and that one. I don't think that's very nice.
No.
Now, talk about
anything
that.
Anything that's unfair to another human being, actually they're telling me another being, of course, would be animal, anything, it's not nice. Not only that it's not nice, it would absolutely create a karmic debt for you. So if you might say, oh, I'm not worried about it right now, that's okay. You don't have to worry about it.
But he left it there. When he died, it was revealed. And he named all kinds of people who are since passed on that were like, muscle, you know, kind of thought of as heroes and sexy men.
Yeah.
I mean, they must be turning over in their grave. If they were gay and didn't want to come out, they've now been outed.
Yeah.
But, I thought that was kind of a cowardly thing. And if you like Merv Griffin, oh, well, it's still a cowardly thing to die and leave a book of all these men he slept with. I just don't think it's a good thing.
It's disrespectful for other humans, and this is something you never, ever want to do. It's like I always, and you know that, Margaret, I'm always great advocate against gossip.
Yeah, don't out people. That's not cool.
Never. If you have something to say to someone, say it in front of them, because the concept of why the spirit world tell me to teach people not to gossip, not to have negative intention towards another human being, it's because it's behind their back. That's the whole point of it. Once the other person does not know, that's when it's karmic, negative karmic debt. You cannot do that. So obviously it's go from a little gossip to maybe just call a girlfriend and talk about someone else and maybe use a little bit name and people say, oh, that's nothing. No. It's not nothing. It's not nice. And then it goes from this little bit of negative karmic debt to something big where you have a relationship and, of course, you go behind your back with a man or another woman.
So tell-all books and tell-all shows are not a good thing. I mean,
they're not a good thing.
So, Mr. Merkel,
always not a good thing unless the other person
agrees.
No, agreed.
Yeah.
Consensual, exactly.
So, when Barbara Walters outed that, got that senator or whoever she did, she had an affair with, that's not a good thing.
Did he know it's going
on? No, I don't think so. A lot of these people don't know. I mean, when they out these people, then all of a sudden the book, they do it to sell books. It's the biggest rage right now.
When money comes in front of decency, that means you let your ego, your negative side of the personality, take over instead of let your soul lead the way. That's why it's very important to live authentic life. Practice what you preach. as I said before in one of our show, Margaret, if you go Sunday and you feel one with everyone and you sing hallelujah with God and you feel great, and then you go Monday and you kind of not nice and gossip and negative and angry and envy, and this is not good, spiritually speaking. The soul would not climb and would just fail in its life.
What does it mean?
It means that your life would be difficult. There is no consequences. You cannot go around and just be one way on Sunday and then all week be another way. So your life, you might not die. You might be here many years, which we see a lot of people that, you know, are still with us, and they're pretty rotten, unfortunately. But their life is not easy. Challenges are hard. Things happen all around them. So there is, as I said before, which I always like to say, what a wonderful, fantastic program the Creator had. It's justice and it's fair.
Well, there's some days I go, hello, dear God, it's Margaret calling. Are you there? Are you listening? You know, sometimes I get so aggravated with what's going on. I'm like, dear God, remember that book, Hello, God, it's Margaret calling? There was a book like that, and I thought, oh, she wrote it first. You know, but I'm not kidding. Some days I'm like, oh, dear God, you got to be kidding me.
Of course.
This person's doing this. This person's doing that. But when you know someone is, like, hurting, they're gay. I was talking to a young kid the other day, and I suspect there's a gay tendencies there. But I'll be doggone if he's proclaiming not.
Yes.
You know, there was no direct question, are you? But
yes.
You know, I can just sense. And I feel like the fear.
It's almost a waste of his life.
Yeah,
to come out.
Because there's a sadness there and a fear that I can feel.
Oh.
But if you say it, they're going to deny it 10 times harder.
Yes.
And so you just have to let it go. But I just want to say, you know, just come on out.
Of course.
Just
of
come
course.
On out.
You know, I had a reading, I don't know, a month ago, 3 weeks ago, of a gay young man that hung himself.
Rather,
yeah.
Why?
And of course, it's... touching real quick the suicide, that the it's so wrong, for of course the obvious reason that you leave your loved one just in awe and shock and grief for the rest of their life. But also when a human being kills themselves, they cross over, they immediately being shown that things would have been okay, they immediately being shown the whole picture and their life meant to be challenged, and if they would just have waited a little bit longer, things would have been fine.
But did he hang himself because he was gay, or because
yes,
he couldn't?
He hung himself because he was gay and just was not accepted. I don't remember the age. It felt to me like maybe kind of a teenage, not 14, but maybe like 16, 17. And as I say, I gave reading to his sister, and he came through, which was wonderful to connect. But you're talking 20 years ago in physical life, and he was still being healed. Because people that kill themselves when they cross over, they're so regretful of what they did, again, foreseeing that things would have been better, and it was actually part of their journey, that their soul have such a sadness residue on their soul that it takes great healing. They call it a healing showers. That's
healing showers?
Like showers.
Yeah, healing showers.
Did you hear about it?
No.
I don't know if other medium ever told you, but to me they use the word healing showers. They're healing beings. They've been resting other places and just... So it took 20 years in a physical... They don't have time, but because I asked her, when did your brother cross over? Because it feels to me... Which is 20 years ago. I can't believe he's coming, you know. So
oh, see, 20 years ago, it wasn't so easy to be gay. And you had AIDS going crazy. And you were scared. Remember, there was an AIDS?
It was an AIDS epidemic. 20, yeah.
You know, and all that was coming up. And it was and people didn't want to talk or touch to a gay person.
Oh,
remember that?
Yeah.
And nobody wanted to go.
Oh, you're right. And he did mention it.
Yep.
He mentioned it in the reading. Oh, how sad.
Oh, listen, I've always had gay friends because I've been in the modeling business and in style business and then the television business. So I've had gay friends for forever. And I can remember all my gay friends being so scared. The cool thing is neither one of my husbands, one's passed away and the one isn't, were homophobic. So I can have all the gay friends I wanted and girlfriends, all the girlfriends that come to my house. My husband could have cared less, like,
yes,
whatever.
Yes.
But
some are. Some people.
Oh, yeah, them. I would say to this one girl, well, why don't we all go to your house? Well, her husband just had a real horrible time with it.
Oh.
He just didn't want them around. But you want to know what? Here's what I find, and you tell me if I'm wrong. Okay, listen, my team, listen up carefully. My husband never, ever said, he goes, oh, you girls, whatever. And he could have cared less. But the husband who made the most noise, you know, we thought he was such a he-man, right?
Yeah.
So one night, in the middle of the night, the doorbell rings. And because I was a society reporter and this other woman was a society reporter, we were very good friends, her doorbell rang too in the middle of the night. And someone who wanted to get even with this married lover,
yeah,
sent us a pile of pictures to look at who. I still to this day don't know, don't want to know, threw the pictures away. But guess who it was? It was the husband.
Oh,
who was always saying, oh, those fags, those queens, why do you girls have to have those goddamn gays, blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
Well, guess, it was his picture.
Oh.
So I find the one who protests so much, whenever a man starts carrying on like that,
yes,
there's something wrong, because I've been married to he-man, I mean, very, very manly,
yeah,
men, you know, and they're like, oh, go, whatever.
Yeah.
They'll see us in the living room, and they'll say hello, and they even they're amused by it if we're having a good time with the boys, you know.
Yes,
we,
yes,
call it the boys. And for a very long time, we called ourselves fag hags. They,
okay,
called us fag hags.
I don't know if I like that.
No, we didn't give that. We didn't say it. The gay guys called us that.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was 20 years ago when you could say things like,
yes,
that.
Yes.
I'm going, not today you can't say that, but they'd,
yes,
say, come on, darling, you're my date for the opera. You're my fag hag for tonight.
And they're so much fun.
I know, and we'd die laughing, and our husbands didn't care.
Yeah.
I used to travel with my gay friend to New York and everywhere. My husband, mm-hmm, said, oh, I'm so safe. Joe, take care of her. You know, because Joe, you know, that was the best thing. And so men who are confident and aren't gay, aren't going crazy.
Yes.
I always am suspect when a man gets, or all these men or these religious people get too crazy about it.
Yes.
I always wonder why.
Yes.
You see, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like,
well, it's kind of like, again, all the spirit world is always using example to teach other things. It's kind of like when in any area in our life, you know, when you get over defense on something.
Yeah, it's called I protest too much.
That's right.
Not
because really,
much.
It's something within you. In specifically, in an inner personal relationship,
yep,
they're always showing me to watch what bothers you the most on the other person.
Because it's a mirror image.
Absolutely. And now, and which was, I must say, I'm very grateful to my team, because it's extremely important to me in my marriage. Of course, I chose to learn. Others don't care. But it's repeated itself in reading over and over again in marriages or intimate relationships, even friendship, I suppose, that whatever bothers you, and I remember my weakness was always kind of to interrupt people while,
mm-hmm,
they talk. So every time my beloved husband, Clayton, would do it, I would be really upset. And then with their teaching, I realized that this is something actually I don't like about myself. This is something I need to change. And with time, of course, it lessens. At time, no one perfect, it's coming up, but I was able to overcome it. So I think the people that call those nasty names and so against gays, so I kind of understand why those, well, his pictures, really.
Well, see, that's why I thought, you know, we never thought about that. That taught me the lesson. I thought, boy, we can't go to her house. And as I said, my husband was very, you know, much a man. He could have cared less. He embraced him. He thought we were funny.
Yes.
He always went off to his library where he was going. He'd say, you girls have a good time, huh? You know, that kind of thing. And the boys loved it, you know.
Oh.
And we'd go out and we'd have a good time, if, you know, and
yes,
whatever. And sometimes we all went out together. But when that man just kept carrying on, then we get these photos and it's him in a relationship with another man. I thought, aha, that's what's bugging him. He doesn't want them to come to his house. He doesn't want to be outed. And of course, I don't think they would have outed him had he just stayed quiet, not made such a fuss and called so many names.
Of course.
You know, I don't, but 20 years ago was a very difficult time to be gay. And that's what I'm leaning to, that we've now come a long way. So it isn't that big a deal to be gay now, I don't think.
Absolutely. And we come a long way, which is the spirit world is quite happy about that, because that's raising the spirituality of human psyche in general. I mean, we climb up in other areas. Unfortunately, we stay the same and getting worse. If it's you know, religious or whatever. But, yeah, we did come a long way, and that's another reason why a lot of souls do choose to incarnate as gay. They want to contribute. It's important to them that homosexuality would be accepted. So there's a lot of different layers as to why souls choose to be homosexual in certain lives. So that's quite amazing. We actually absolutely climb up, which I'm kind of proud of, human being. I think that's great. It's a shame for me, the marriage. That's something that's really, really sad to me, that they're not married, so they cannot go to hospital and they have to say that they're friends. They're not friends. They're husband or their wives of the person that's there. I mean, to me, it's so sad, because I think, what if I was homosexual and I love the other girl so much? Of course I would want to get married. I'm someone that like monogamous. I like to be married. I like the marriage idea. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's very sad, that religious, I so against it. And I was disappointed in that Proposition 8. Was that the name of it?
Yeah, probably. What do you think will happen coming in the future? Because I just noticed the abundance of gay men and women now. There used to be, I guess they've always been, there's always been that many, but we just didn't know about it.
That's right.
But are there, and here's a question, here's a million-dollar question.
Yeah.
With all the gays coming out, and everybody's gay now, I mean, real literally around us, everybody seems to be gay,
yes,
and we laugh about it. However, there's some girls who aren't laughing, and they're saying, well, everyone's gay. There's not a man for me. Do you go to that issue? We talked about that before. Remember, people were saying there's no one for me because everyone's gay?
Yeah, of course there's someone. As we remember how we made that program about soulmates. It's a matter of divine timing, and when are you going to meet your soulmate, when you're ready, you know. I really, they keep telling me that message to come bring out, that I really think that accepted, there's more and more gay, so more and more human would accept of one another.
Okay.
It just happened that would accept the true homosexuality. So more and more souls are opening up, are coming up as homosexual. I mean, that's lift up, and believe me, that world need a little bit more acceptance of each other. I mean, it just happened. I know we both like Lifetime television, and it's happened. I saw a movie yesterday, and there's that mom that was so against gay and weird.
Yeah, it's up for an Emmy. It got sent to me to vote for it. You know, his name is something, you know, you mean with the Sigourney Weaver?
Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
Oh, did you watch that?
Well, yeah, I'm in the Academy. I vote for Emmy. The stuff's like, it got sent to me. And so I looked at it. And said,
but did you see what I mean? This is just an example. But it's not just one human being, because if she did, then she was on television, then other people. So a lot of...
Unfortunately, he's dead and can't see it.
Lift up the, you know, humanity.
But he's sacrificed. I'm sorry. I mean, I broke you, but on radio, that's why we can't see each other, so we have to just, like, talk one over. I'm so sorry. So, excuse me for that, Mickey. And now you're doing, like, interruptions. Sorry. But you know, really, the sad thing for me when I watched it, all I could think of is that you're a day late and a dime short.
Yes.
Even though it's helping now.
He's gone.
He's gone. Yes. And, oh, God, how great would it have been had he heard that? And I kept thinking, oh,
yes,
dear God, please don't let me be a day late and a dime short, you know?
I know, honey, but not from a spiritual point of view. From a spiritual point of view, which, of course, was a true story, it came for that. That
good.
Soul came. That's what I'm trying to
good
say.
Good to hear, because I was like, oh. You know, I feel sorry for her, so I hope she reaches out and hears that. Well, she already gets it. She gets it's okay.
Yes.
But she's kind of militant. I mean, she's like a marching mom. We call them marching moms, you know. Moms for, you know, drunk driving, moms for gay rights. They're usually, again, they're the ones who didn't want to know it, and then once they know it, they become very, very useful, like the Amber Alert, when they stole that little girl and they killed that
absolutely
little girl.
Absolutely.
Then she, out of that came the Amber Alert. That little girl has saved many, many lives.
Actually, Amber, the soul, that was her plan, because
yeah.
I remember back then asking about that little girl, because I did, I followed the story, and of course, this exactly an example of a soul sacrificed itself.
Yeah.
You know, having a short life on air just so humanity would raise itself and be better.
Yeah, and that's why I mentioned is up for Lifetime movie, because rarely, rarely do we get Lifetime movies up for an Emmy. I mean, I've been in the Academy for many, many years.
One?
And it's just wonderful. I don't recall seeing that many Lifetime movies.
No, but that movie won the award.
Well, it hasn't won. We have to vote. You know, I'll vote for it. I mean, there I'm talking out loud. Oops. But, you know, we're supposed to vote. We have many movies to choose from. We have a whole list of them to choose from. And I have never seen one like that. I'm like, Lifetime's up for an Emmy for a movie? That's strange.
Yeah.
And it was that one. And, you know, maybe because it's sending a message. God knows Lifetime has tons of movies.
Yeah.
And as you know, so, you know, that's probably why, because it's there to help people.
Yes.
Just as I said, the Amber Alert. I always remember little Amber,
yes,
you know, died so many could live. So, you know, it's a gay thing. So I'm not crazy. There are more gays being born.
Absolutely,
gay souls.
100%. Absolutely.
And so for the straight...
It's a spiritual reason.
But are there enough people, women and men for the straight souls?
Of course. Okay. It's always going to have its balance, of course.
Okay, so just so they know that, because everybody gets all shook up about it, you know?
That's right. And for the girls thing, I can't find anyone because everyone is gay. No, she cannot find anyone because her divine timing is quite not there yet. It's either she has to work on herself first, the guy is not ready, or maybe she meant to be single for a while. So that's nothing to do because there's a lot of gays, but yeah.
Well, good.
Pretty
then.
Organized, actually.
Well, then we're going to call this show, It's Okay to Be Gay, The Ancient Said So. Come on out.
That's excellent.
I'm going to go right and name it that. That's because everybody can hear that. Come on out, man. The angels say gay's okay, right?
Excellent.
All right. Well, is there anything else you want to tell us about that?
No, I just want to tell kind of, not me, they want to say
your team.
For parents to kind of try to accept their kids. Do not waste life, because that would be just such a shame. Every day that go by and you alienate the kid away from you, and it's just a waste of life. So just accept them and rely on spirituality. Educate yourself that this is the soul really journey to become,
yeah,
to be homosexual. So
it is, and it's, you know, it's so hard on parents. I don't understand how I don't have gay children. However, if I did, I don't. Hudson would say, "What are you going to do?"
Accept and love.
Yeah, he goes, "What are you going to do?"
Because I know how loved you are.
Oh yeah, he would say, "What are you going to do if one of the children are gay?" You have gay people here all the time. He'd start laughing at me, you know, because I'd say, I'm going to dress him up. If it's my son, I'm going to show him how.
With tiaras.
I said, "The best perfume. You have the best perfume." And he said, "What if it's the girls?" I said, "Well, I'll find the best tailor, you know."
You would actually not only love them, I think you would be one of those marriage women and protect them.
Mickey, anyone who knows me, my assistant for many years who went from here to Canada with me and back,
yeah,
was gay. Her parents could not accept it. He was a big, tough cop. And she's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. And I said, come with me.
Aww.
And so, oh my God, she gave me many hours of laughter. And even my second husband, who was very prim and proper Canadian, she'd bring in her... She'd go from being a lipstick lesbian, as she called herself, to being kind of dykey. These are her names, not mine.
Yeah.
And then she'd bring, sometimes her girlfriends would have suits and ties, and I thought it was hysterically funny, and she'd make me laugh. She'd say, look,
I think that's cool.
I do, too.
They can dress like that. They can dress like that.
And then sometimes...
They're lovely community.
Yeah, listen, sometimes they'd be models. And I just said, boy, you're playing the field. I thought it was hysterically fun and entertaining, and she was fun, and she was great. I mean, she was a great friend. She did her job beautifully.
Yes.
Yes, I didn't think of her as gay or straight. I just thought of her as funny. We would die laughing about everything. She'd get her work done, but her parents couldn't look at her.
Wow.
Could not look at her.
Okay,
so you know what she finally ended up doing?
It's a waste of life.
She married a man.
Oh,
so she
no.
can have her parents. Yeah. So, and she became very unhappy, and she's no longer my assistant because she became very unhappy, and she went off and she became, I don't know, married a man.
You would open a new kind of womb if you're unhappy with your life.
Exactly.
In such a big way.
And she left the rest of us who accepted her, who knew her that way, and she started a new life as to this man.
Married
and like,
woman. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's kind of sad because I know the real person. She was with me for many, many years.
Of course.
And there's no way that being married to a man is her thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, of course.
So, yeah, no, I would accept it.
Because it's go back to my point that you must live your life for
authentically.
Yourself.
And you must live it authentically at all times.
Of course.
Yep. Well, no, I know about gay. I have my whole thing, and I think it's fun. And I mean, when I say we're laughing, we're never laughing at. We're laughing with the experience. And we didn't talk personal things, what's it like to be with the woman. I mean, none of that kind of stuff.
No.
We just acted like... friends, or like if you watch Drop Dead Diva on Lifetime, the way Margaret Cho is with the actress who's her, there were assistants.
The comedian.
Yeah, my assistant was like my right. right hand. She had signing privileges. She could take meetings for me. I mean, they're more than assistants. They're sort of your little mini-you, you know, my mini-me.
Yes.
So you have to laugh at a lot of things, and they have to know everything. And I never, ever once thought about who she was.
No, laugh is good. Just stay respectful.
But, I mean, I never, ever once thought about who she was dating or who she was sleeping with. None of my business.
No,
we were friends.
None.
So I just saw her as a person. Her parents saw her as gay. Very sad. But anyway, there you go. There you have it. If you're listening, her parents are listening, not you. I hope things have changed over the last few years.
Yes.
So I think that my team, am I getting in trouble for saying that?
No, you're lovely. No.
Oh, I don't know what my team's thinking. They're probably thinking, okay, Margaret, wrap it up.
No, you're actually quite authentic with your feelings.
Well, like I said this one lawyer yesterday, if I'm lying, I'm dying. You know, so, and he's very, very intelligent. I said, if I'm lying, I'm dying. That's all I can tell you, bud.
Yeah.
And he's like, ooh. He said, he's a very scholarly man. I said, you know, sometimes you have to dumb it down so people understand you.
Yeah.
So anyway, so sometimes we have to be more lenient, be authentic, and be more forgiving.
Non-judgmental if possible.
Non-judgmental as possible. Those are the team's last words from Mickey Jacobs. Really good, everybody. And the good thing is you can call Mickey. No traveling. You can save gas, save energy. You just pick up the phone and dial. Right? And you can go Mickey Jacobs.
.com.
And Mickey can take your calls. And so, and she's on our front page on our site. And if you're on our site, you know what that is, MargaretWendt.com. Okay, everybody. We'll
Thank
talk to you next time.
Good night.
Good night, Mickey.